Damn, that song is awesome. That song, like, pumps me up. I'm, like, pumped after hearing that song, though.
All right. So we were at dinner tonight, and we're talking. My daughter has one of her friends over, and we're talking about sugar daddies and how my 12-year-old has heard of sugar daddies and so on and so forth. And she, you know, this is, like, the new thing with kids and everything like that in this era. They like to be non-gender descriptive. They don't want to say he and she. They want to say they and them. They like to say multiple things. So instead of a sugar daddy or a sugar mama, my daughter coined the term glucose guardian. At 12, glucose guardian. That's what she wants in her life, a glucose guardian. Somebody that could, you know, help her with her sugar. But, you know, because in the PC world, she doesn't want it to be called sugar daddy or sugar mama. She would like a glucose guardian because they could be male or female. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That does matter, though.
I guess not in this day and age.
What do you mean?
I mean, well, they're all about, you know, gender identification. So instead of having to say a word that would specify which gender you want something to be, she would prefer the term glucose guardian when talking about her sugar daddy and or sugar mama.
But doesn't that make that creates more confusion?
She's 12. This isn't a conversation we should be having over beef bulgogi.
So that's the first thing. Like, okay, my 6-year-old daughter knows the difference between boys and girls, mm-hmm. right? Not
does she know she likes boys or girls yet?
No. But I'm pretty certain that she's not going to. I don't think she's gay. Okay.
It doesn't matter if she's gay. She could be gender fluid. Matter. You don't know, Joe. You have
I'm
no
not
idea.
Gonna, I don't agree with that line of thinking. Because that line of thinking is coming from a place of destruction.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It comes from a line of thinking that wants to destroy. So I don't go down that path line.
Yeah. Right? Well, all I'm saying is you got roughly 6 years, Joe, and then you're going to be sitting at dinner enjoying your hamburger helper or whatever the hell you're eating. And your daughter is going to say, hey, I'd like to be referred to as this, or let's have a completely inappropriate conversation that you thought you would have until her teenage years to have.
Now, there's the difference. See, I can talk to anyone about anything. I have mm-hmm. no problem having
that's because your little girl hasn't come home and say she kissed a boy yet.
No,
you are very confident, and I totally support you, Joe. But until that happens, you don't know how you're going to react.
All right. If I can talk, I haven't done this, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
I'm just saying this first before people go crazy. But mm-hmm. if I could talk to my mother about butt sex, I could talk to anyone about anything. Okay.
But people haven't met your mother, and that could be a normal topic of conversation. Nobody knows this. And why are you comparing talking to your mom about butt sex to talking about kissing boys and girls with your daughter?
Because having that kind of conversation with your parent would probably be the most difficult conversation you could have with somebody. But yet, I know I could do that confidently without a problem.
Mm.
Like, you know, okay. I'm just saying, like, some people have problems communicating. I do not. I don't have any kind of problem communicating.
Are you
I think
prepared?
You know that, that's why I've been banned on Facebook several times already.
Are you prepared for the mind. Double standard that is going to occur when your daughter is upset at you because you're rooting for your son over her?
No, that's not. It's not going
to. It's going
like
to happen.
That.
Yeah, I don't want my daughters to date until they're in their 30s, but my son at 4 is already killing it. The girls see the curls and. Yes, buddy. But mark my words,
I understand. And I'm mm-hmm. ready to have that. No, I'm on your side with that whole thing.
It's a double standard to the worst. I feel horrible for it.
I just said this like today, you know, like or yesterday, like there's a boy that has a crush on my daughter at the school. And but I forget how exactly this came up. But I said, well, maybe when she's 30, she could, you know. Mm-hmm. Not before then.
So let me guess, when you're in Whole Foods or Starbucks with Trent, you're like, hey, buddy, check out that nice, fine lady right there. And then he smiles. See, you're doing it already.
No, he hasn't gotten to that kind of point yet. You know?
Mm-hmm. They're noticing him, though.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep. So
we'll see. We'll have to talk in like a couple of years and find out if the girls are looking at my son. Yep. But I think right now they're only looking at him because he's a baby, you know, and he's a cute baby.
Dads out there, comment below. Let us know what you think. Is there a double standard between daughters and sons? Are you prepared in your life to have a glucose guardian for your 12-year-olds?
There totally is. I'm gonna put it out there right now. There totally uh-huh. is. When my son's 15 years old and he's like, oh yeah, this chick is so hot, I'd be like, go for it. And if my daughter, when she's 15 and she goes, I like this boy, I think he's cute, I'd be like, stay away from him. Total double standard. There's a reason for that. There's actually reasons for that.
There really isn't. I mean, because think about it. Your daughter, if she's going to make a mistake, she makes a mistake once for, you know, a solid 9 months. You don't have to worry about her making another mistake. Your son could potentially, when he's ready, impregnate up to 5 different women in a day.
Well, that just tells you how bad of a father I am if that happens, if my son is doing that. That just tells you, that reflects me as a dad. And that right. I failed him as a father, right? If my daughter gets pregnant at a young age like that, like 16 or something, right? That it's the same thing. That reflects me as a father, mm-hmm. right? But in both scenarios, if that happened to both of my kids or either one of them, mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure they do the right thing for that child, right? But if I allowed my 16-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. right? If my 16-year-old daughter got pregnant, that's on me, right?
Yeah.
As a father.
Mm-hmm.
If my 16-year-old son got a girl pregnant, that's on me. And he will damn well know that he ain't getting another girl pregnant after that, right? If he's going to get another girl pregnant, it's going to be the same girl if he's going to do it again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously he would have to wait. Right? Because there's no way that's happening again, especially during that 9-month stretch. Nuh-uh.
You never know. You don't know.
Well, that's just the kind of father I'm going to be.
Yeah. But you've got to remember what kind of 16-year-old you were, Joe.
Well, see, I didn't have a father. See, there's
it doesn't matter. It's not about the father. It's about the karma.
No,
it's going to come back and get you. So you better be prepared is all I'm saying.
Well, I see. Here's the thing. All right. Like there mm-hmm. is studies on this and fatherless children tend to get into more trouble as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
Women become girls that grow up without dads become more promiscuous. Mm-hmm. Boys who grow up without dads they end up in jail. Like a large percentage of them end up going to jail several times, okay, mm-hmm. in their lives. But children with fathers tend to not go to jail. Right? They tend to not. If their father is there for them and cares for them and raises them, they tend to be better people. They just, you know, as they're getting into those, especially those rough years of like the late teens, early 20s, where everything goes haywire. And then they want to be, you know, an individual with their own choices. And of course, they're going to make bad choices because they've never done this before in their life yet. You know, the father is there to help guide them to making the right choices and stop them from making the wrong choices.
And well, let's put this out there real quick.
That's a fact.
I have three kids already, and I'm still making bad choices.
Yeah, that's
you have
right.
two kids. You're still making bad choices.
Wait, what bad choice did I make?
I guarantee you've done something. I'm just generalizing. There has to have been something. I mean, have you dropped the baby yet?
I bought this expensive water instead of just drinking the tap.
Did you drop the baby yet?
No.
No. Well, eventually you will, because they all. I mean, it's fine though. They all bounce. It's statistical fact. You
no,
dropped
but
a kid
he,
at least once.
He went splat one day on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like sleeping.
Was he originally in your arms and then he went splat? Or
no,
he was,
it was in the morning. Him going splat on the ground woke me up. And I was like, So he was crawling over me and mm-hmm. I'm on the edge of the bed because I'm getting kicked off the bed by my daughter. She's sleeping and she just kicks me off, tries to kick me to.
Wait, you share the bed with your daughter and your son?
Oh my God. It's
what?
Oh my God. You have no idea. My wife's looking at me. She's like, What? No, she's kicking me. We're talking about sleeping in the bed. He didn't know that both of them sleep in our bed. At some point. Yeah, right now, my daughter's sleeping in her room. But in about an hour and a half to 2 hours, she'll be in my bed sleeping.
Kick her out.
Oh.
Tell her to kick rocks.
Oh, man. She kicks me instead. She's like she's a violent sleeper, man.
Listen, I cannot have it. When Fox comes into the bed, he's like, hey-o, like arms. Nope. I will wake up and I will march his little behind back to his bed. I cannot play that game. You cannot mess with my sleep. That is very, important.
No. I just go right back to sleep. But I would say around 5 in the morning, I start getting slapped in the face, kicked in the ribs. I'm like in a fight with somebody. It's like a straight up brawl going on. And I'll wake up and I'm like, what the hell? She's sleeping. She's not even doing this on purpose. She's like, she must be having like dreams of like, you know, I don't know, fighting. She must be like a Jedi or something in her dreams. And she's like jumping off of this and attacking this person. I don't know. It's crazy.
She's a Kung Fu ninja.
Kung Fu ninja. That's it.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. I just wanted to shortly talk about that. Glucose Guardians. For them, against them, let us know. Or would you prefer the traditional sugar daddy, sugar mama? See ya.
Peace.